Jesus is here with his heart exposed. He says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. I have come to further advise the world concerning these perilous times. It is not long until the great apostasy takes place, an apostasy which will be unprecedented. The flock will be scattered. The sheep will replace love of God and neighbor with love of self. This is already occurring and tugging at my arm of justice. There are small pockets of remnant faithful, of prayer warriors and believers of truth. But for the most part, the vast majority devote themselves to a hedonistic god of self. I tell you solemnly that whole nations of people have been led astray by government leaders who legislate according to their own erroneous opinions, abandoning God's laws in the process. For this my heart aches. My mother sorrows as never before since my crucifixion, for she sees the direction mankind is headed. Through these messages, I have given the world a path to follow and a worthy goal of personal holiness and even sanctification. But the world listens with a cold and doubting heart, as though what I say is useless and unneeded. In this country, laws have been passed making prayer in schools illegal in order to protect the rights of a few. If my name offends a few, are these same few also offended by the acts of violence and moral crimes that have replaced prayer? Right reason has been abandoned, and misplaced compassion has taken its place. At the heart of every issue today is man's inability to recognize and accept the truth. The truth, according to my Father's divine will, is holy, divine, and unitive love. Whatever opposes this love is from the Prince of Darkness. As I continue to call you to conversion through these messages, Satan distracts individual journeys through the chambers by means of concern for temporal, passing things. Mankind's distraction from all that concerns his own salvation has led to the apostasy, even heresy, that is now present within the church itself. For these reasons, my remnant must pray for discernment to distinguish what is true according to the tradition of faith and what is fabricated by man's error. The remnant will always recognize the truth when it is based upon holy and divine love. Do not be swayed by mere power or title, but search always for my truth. My flock, pray this way. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, grant me temperance not to accept everything at face value, prudence to search out the truth, wisdom to recognize the truth. Amen. I will help you. I am your strength. I will not abandon you if you believe. My brothers and sisters, today I advise you, whenever you are challenged in holy love, seek the refuge of my mother's immaculate heart. For it is flaws in holy love that result in lack of peace, even sin. My mother, who is always your advocate, will take all your needs to my heart in heaven. Today I am blessing you with my blessing of divine love.